Now, more in the case of Natasha Kampusz. This is the Austrian girl who escaped after nearly 10 years of captivity, time mostly spent in an underground room constructed by her captor, Wolfgang Prickloppil. Well, as we heard, there's clearly a great deal of concern for Natasha's emotional and mental health. Richard Wolfson is a child psychologist. I mean, where do you begin with a story like this?
The problem that the professionals working with Natasha face is that there are very few precedents for this. I mean, basically, she's been kept captive for her entire adolescence. And to be honest, we really don't know the impact that that will have on her development, but we know that it's going to be highly negative. But we don't have a great deal of experience to draw on when treating her.
Well, already we've heard that she's been in tears. There's some suggestion she could have Stockholm Syndrome. You probably should explain what that is.
Well, Stockholm Syndrome, it stems from a famous kidnap case. And basically that is where the person who is kidnapped forms a bond with the kidnapper, even though the kidnapper is quite horrible to them. Now, there are, I think, four conditions for that to occur. Number one, the child or adult needs to feel that their life is at risk. Number two, they have no means of escape. Number three, they are isolated. And number four, occasionally the kidnapper shows kindness to them. Now, we know that all four conditions were met in the case of Natasha, but that doesn't mean that she's formed a connection with this vile man, now deceased, but it means that the conditions were there for such a bond to form.
And if she has that bond, she'll be suffering because, of course, he's, well, apparently taken his own life now.
Yes, that's the terrible tragedy. This girl has got to come out of 8 years of isolation and rediscover a world outside and rediscover herself and her family. On the plus side, however, she had 10 years of parenting, 10 years of solid connection with her natural family before she was so wickedly kidnapped. And it's that bonding, that psychological development that she'll be drawing on very heavily now.
It's not going to be easy for her parents either. I think, in fact, they've split up following her disappearance. I think I'm right in saying that on the morning she disappeared, she'd actually had a row with her parents. The whole thing must be very difficult for them as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's so wonderful but terrible at the same time. I mean, from what I was reading in the press, they hung on to the belief that she was still alive. It's that parental instinct that seems to cut through all common sense. And it shows the importance of it. But it cost them a relationship. How they're going to rediscover themselves in relation to Natasha, it's immense. And I would speculate and say that the family will never fully recover from this.
No.
But it's certainly better than the alternative.
Well, you're certainly right. I think it is probably going to be immense. Dr. Richard Wolfson, thank you for speaking to us.